In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here at the beginning of the Christmas season, when the nights are long and the days are short, we know about darkness. We fill our homes and our streets with light, trying to keep the darkness at bay. Our gathering space tonight has more candles in it than at any other time of the year. The shepherds were out watching their sheep by night. It was dark. There were no street lights, no illumination coming from downtown Bethlehem. Until suddenly, wow! A great light shone in the midst of the darkness as a messenger from God stood over the shepherds to bring news. The shepherds were terrified. Can you imagine in an age before electric lights, before spotlights or flashlights or even gas lights, when the angel appeared unsought, unasked for, unexpected, the shepherds' whole world and their very idea of what was possible was turned upside down. They were terrified. The shepherds make me think of our first lesson tonight from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah writes, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. On the inhabitants of a country in shadow dark as death, light has blazed forth." There's a certain timelessness about such descriptions, speaking of darkness and shadow. These things connect to our imaginations because we know about shadows dark as death. We know difficulties and challenges, disappointments and loss. There are seasons in a life. Most of us experience some good seasons. Times when we live in security and plenty, when our children are healthy and our bodies function well. But there are other seasons too. Seasons unimagined by those sheltered in the youthful illusions of privilege and strength. It is to those who have known life more fully that the prophet Isaiah is writing. Ones who have known hard times. Ones for whom their labors to maintain a particular standard of living or a particular understanding of themselves has become a yoke of oppression. Ones for whom politics or the demands of a job have become a yoke of oppression. Ones for whom dedication to family or health or some other particular cause has become a yoke of oppression. Isaiah promises that all these yokes will be done away with, will be traded in when the yokes are lifted from our shoulders and instead given over to the dominion of the Messiah, Jesus. As we come to understand that we do not reign in the world, and we instead turn to the one who does, we learn to release all those shoulds and musts and oughts into the capable hands of God. And then we might begin to experience the freedom of living in response not to our own needs, not to our own egos, not to the demands that have been placed upon us by others, but in response only and always to God's grace poured out upon us. Then, all those garments of war, those implements that we used to take forcefully from the world, those things that we thought we needed, they are rolled up and burned to keep us warm, or perhaps to prepare a meal that we might share together. It is then that we will experience the joy of the harvest, but not a harvest of our own planting. We will rejoice like soldiers victorious amid the plunder, or maybe like children come upon a great pile of presents round the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. The shepherds show us the way to that joy. The shepherds were terrified, but they were also courageous and wise. The shepherds stepped through their fears and entered into the promise of God, going to see that baby. The shepherds told others what they had seen and thereby became themselves angels, messengers from God. Everyone who heard their message of God's love and God's presence was astonished. And then the shepherds returned to their fields. They went back to work, but they went back to work as changed people, because they now carried the light within them, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. Amen.